Welcome back to All in San Diego. We're sure you know that there are some places you can go to enjoy some snow after just a short drive from San Diego, but we think you'll be surprised by how many options you have.
Bonnie from Fam Diego is here to give you all the details of the places you can go, how to know when the snow is actually happening, and how to enjoy your cold weather adventures.
Join us as we go all in on San Diego snow trips. Bonnie, welcome back again.
Hello.
There have been a handful of episodes of All in San Diego where I've been blown away by the options. In other words, I know there's a lot of good taco shops, but I did not know there were a lot of pools you can pay to use. I know there are a lot of good family parks. I didn't know that there were speakeasies all over San Diego. This is going to be one of those. You asked me where I'm going to go to snow near San Diego. I'm saying I'm going to go to Big Bear like everyone else. But there's a lot more options, right?
There are. Yeah, we're going to go all over Southern California mountains here with this episode.
And I know we've all been there before. We've talked about this once before, I think, AJ, where you get the whole family together. You've got all the gear that you can scrape together as a San Diegan, which isn't much. It might be galoshes and a pair of like really thin gloves. And you get in the car and you're like, we're going to go see snow. And you drive and drive and you find one little dirty patch of snow. Everybody gathers around and takes a picture. Yeah. So we could all use a little help in this department.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the snow in San Diego is that you have to listen to the weather reports. And as soon as you hear them mention about impending snow, you've got to get your go bag ready. You know, you have to be in the car. And as soon as it starts snowing, you better be on the road before everybody else or it's going to melt and you're going to miss it and just be too frustrated with all the traffic and want to turn around and go home.
Oh, so we're like tornado chasers out here. We need to be ready to head right out. Have the gear in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your first tip. That's valuable. Okay, well, with that in mind, before you start telling us where to go, tell us what we should have in the car as part of that emergency gear bag.
Oh, yeah, definitely mittens and hats, and check to make sure your kids' mittens still fit from last year, and their snow boots. My son stole my mittens recently because his didn't fit anymore, so I was left barehanding the snow, and I was freezing, so make sure everything fits before you go.
The Target dollar bins are usually pretty good about having some of those mittens in those bins the months leading up to where we would have snow in San Diego.
Yeah, grab a bunch of those, stash them in your car. We've even used like really thick athletic socks on our hands when we didn't have any mittens. So, you know, if all else fails, grab a pair of socks.
That's awesome.
Get your hands warm.
Grab the oven mitts, kids. It's time. We're going.
That would work too.
That's amazing. All the people on the East Coast are laughing at us so hard right now.
This is how Southern Californians do snow.
Okay, so the obvious stuff is the warmest clothes you have, the warmest gloves you have, the mittens if you've got them. Just be ready to stay as warm as you can when you get to the snow. Okay, we've got that. It's in our car. Where might we end up?
Well, before you do that, there's a few other things you should have in your car. You should have some chains. You might not know if you have to chain up or not, so you need those, flashlights, radios, and you should really print off your mapped itinerary because cell phone service might not be the best out there. And if you're relying on your Google Maps for directions, you know, you might miss your turn. So I don't want to go back to the old school way of saying, you know, bring the Thomas Guide, which most people probably don't know what the Thomas Guide is anymore, or MapQuest. Does anybody know what MapQuest is anymore?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. We may not all have done the Thomas Guide thing, but we've all used MapQuest as a verb. All right, let me MapQuest it and I'll get to you.
So print it out. Print it out. Take it with you. Obviously, bring one of those cell phone battery chargers in case you know your cell phone runs out of battery power. Food and water, obvious things. You got to prepare for emergencies. You don't plan to be there longer than you were, but maybe something happens and you get stuck. So be prepared. Also, I like to put a hot thermos of water in the car and grab some little hot cocoa packets. You can mix them up for the ride back home. You can save your money. You don't have to go into town and buy the expensive hot cocoa. Just bring your own. And that's kind of a fun way to end the day.
Every time Bonnie's on, I feel like such a horrible parent.
I know. Like, oh, you bring hot cocoa for the ride home? I'm lucky if we can get in the car, like get ourselves all loaded up to go in the first place. Forget hot chocolate.
Doesn't always
You're the
happen.
Best.
May not be on my list, but it may not always happen. A few other basic needs you need to bring. If you have little kids and you still have one of those little travel potties, bring that. You never know where the bathrooms are. For older kids, especially boys, I have two boys. There's these things called pee bags, and it's just like a plastic bag that you can pee in. If worse comes to worse, you know, like we're talking emergency here.
I'm not a big snow guy. I don't have a lot of experience with this, but I used to do our fundraiser where I would live in a crane in December and it was very cold. And I learned that you could go to Dick's or a Sporting Good, go to the camping section, and they have these little disposable pouches where once you open them up, they start getting warm and you can put those in your gloves or your shoes. And they actually, they're amazing. And you get a bag of them for not very much money.
That's
you mean
trip.
You can put
That's
them in your oven mitts or your tube socks?
And something else you might not think about. I have blue eyes and they're very sensitive. My husband makes fun of me for it all the time. I'm always wearing sunglasses. The snow, you wouldn't think, but the snow can be pretty bright. So I always bring sunglasses to the snow.
Okay. It's an exhaustive list, but you'll be glad you have all this stuff when you get there.
Yeah, you will be glad. Bring some cash too. You might need it for some of the parking fees if you go to some of the state parks or the county parks. So bring like $3, $5, bring a little bit of cash with you.
I love it. Full on survival kit right there. Snow survival kit for us Southern Californians.
A lot of things I wouldn't have thought of on that list.
All right. So now we are ready for the snow. What's your first favorite place?
Well, we're going to do this geographically. So we're going to go from the closest to the furthest. So the closest place that you can find snow on a good day driving is probably about 45 minutes away to Cuyamaca. And Cuyamaca Rancho State Park, when it's snowing, there's probably going to be a lot more traffic. So it's probably going to take you longer than 45 minutes. So maybe an hour, depends on time of day and how many other people are going out there. But that's the closest place you can go to find snow from San Diego.
I'll tell you what, if that was a Jeopardy question, I would not have guessed that. I would have figured Julian. I know they get snow very rarely, but I wouldn't have thought of Cuyamaca.
Yeah, it does snow out there. Yeah, Julian is kind of the place where most people think to go when it snows. Oh, let's go to Julian. But there's so many other places you can go. There's a few of these little mountain towns I'm going to go through, about five or six of them. And all these little mountain towns, you can go to the state parks. There's a county park. So there's not really a ski resort at these places. It's just kind of a little mountain park that you can pull over. You can pull over legally on some of the sides of the roads. You can find small parking lots. But the best place to go to all of these little mountain towns I'm going to talk about is to go to the state parks or the county parks, go to the ranger, the visitor center. You do have to pay a fee, but they have bathrooms there. They have parking there. They have really well-established trails there, so you're not going to, you know, stumble on some rocks or fall down into, you know, a ravine or something that's all snowed over.
Oh my gosh.
So I would suggest going to these state parks visitor centers when you go to these little mountain towns.
Okay.
Okay, so Cuyamaca Rancho State Park, go to the visitor center, and here you're going to find lots of smaller parks as you go up there. Whatever you find, just kind of pull over. It's not too crowded, or if it's too crowded, just keep driving, and I'm sure you're going to find another little place to pull over and find your own little patch of snow up there. If you go up to the lake, Lake Cuyamaca, there's a sloping hill kind of by the lakeside, and that might be a good place for some sledding. It's pretty wide, flat, open space with a little incline. I'm not sure you're going to be getting up to some good speeds, but you know it's going to be fun for the kids to kind of scoot down this little hill on their own.
Maybe it's better. We're not experienced sledders, you know? So maybe it's better if we don't pick up too much speed.
That's true.
That's about my snow activity level, by the way. I'm not a skier. I'm not a snowboarder. Give me the disc that I can go down about a 20-foot slope, and I've had a good time. Snowball fight, we call it a day.
There you go.
And I think the most amazing thing, too, as San Diegans, anytime you go and there's like sledding, quote-unquote sledding involved, it's like at a like on a beach floaty. We don't even have sleds. It's like a pool. A boogie board. A pool floaty.
So there's not really a lot of options here as far as if you want to spend the night or where to eat. So bring your food for this one. Gas up before you go. There's a little place in Descanso called Veronica's Kitchen you can eat at before you go out there. Alpine or Viejas Outlet Mall has some food options too. But as far as when you're actually in Cuyamaca area, there's not a lot of options for services out there.
Okay.
So next, we're going to cruise out east, going to Mount Laguna. So Mount Laguna is towards the edge of the Cleveland National Forest, just before it turns into the desert. It's just a little bit past Pine Valley, if you know where that is, off the 8. And so this is one of the places that actually gets the most snowfall in the county. It's at about 6,000 feet in elevation.
Bonnie, what should we be bookmarking as far? How am I ever going to know if there's snow in Mountain Laguna? I don't feel like they report that on our local TV newscasts or on my iPhone weathercast.
Yeah, this one actually, if you go to the Facebook page for the Laguna Mountain Lodge, has snow updates. And a lot of these other places, okay, if you go to the website or the county park website or the state park website, they usually have a live cam that you can log into, or they have a snow report. So you kind of have to go to these individual places on their websites to find out specifically when it's snowing.
Well, that could be a good thing, right? Because the barrier to entry now is taking the time to do that and then and check these every day. And not everyone's going to do that. So it gives you a leg up if you're just a little bit aggressive about it.
That's true. If you're packed and ready to go, yeah, you could be the crowds. So Mount Laguna, you actually need to buy a $5, it's called an adventure pass. So some of the parks in Cleveland National Forest require you to have an adventure pass. It's a $5 day pass. You can buy a $30 year pass. And so you need that to kind of go into the park area and park anywhere in there. So that's good to know. I'm not sure if they check it or patrol it or how they do that, but that is something that's required when you go out there. You can buy it from the Laguna Mountain Lodge or from the ranger station out there, too.
All right. That's where your cash comes in again.
Exactly. There's also a visitor center there, the Laguna Mountain Visitor Center. There's some really cute, easy little nature trails from there. So if they're snowed in, you're going to be able to see the trails easier so you can stay on the trails and know where to go. There's bathrooms there. There's picnic tables there. So that's kind of a good spot to go to, the visitor center there in Mount Laguna.
Okay.
If you want to stay out there, the Laguna Mountain Lodge is a place to go. There's also this little tiny house community out there that you wouldn't think of. It's called the Tiny House Block. Probably not ideal for families, but, you know, maybe for couples, if you're looking for a little night getaway, you can stay at these really funky little tiny houses out there.
Oh my gosh, I just realized a friend posted about that. I think it was over the summer. But I wondered where those tiny houses were.
Yeah, out in Mountain Laguna, there's a little collection of them. It's just like this little tiny house village, I guess, and you can book the individual tiny houses. So if you want that experience, that might be kind of fun for a night before you get too cramped in there.
Yeah, I think she did it with her daughter, and her daughter got to choose a best friend to come along. So it was just the three of them. And I thought, what a cute little, you know, girls' night away in a tiny house. It's something that they'll remember forever.
Yeah, that's so unique.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the lodge itself online right now, and it really looks like it's something out of a Hallmark movie or whatever. It's exactly what you're probably picturing in your head, a cute little cozy lodge with a charming little general store. And that's the kind of place you would want to go to if you're going to do a get away for the weekend in the snow. Really cute.
Yeah. And up there, where you're going to eat, you want to go to the Pine House Cafe. It's been around since 1942. It's the cutest place, and it feels like you're in, just like you said, AJ, just like a cozy log cabin. It's got a big stone fireplace. It's got polished wood beams inside. The owners are so sweet. The food is amazing. So that's the place. That's probably one of the only places to eat there, but that is a really good option to eat out there.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to cruise up to Julian. So Julian is kind of the place where most people think to go. And you guys did an episode recently about Julian, so that might be a good one to go back and listen to, maybe on your drive out there to see where to go, where to eat. But as far as where to go play in the snow, you actually have a lot of options out here. There's a few parks. There's the Jess Martin Park, the William Heiss Park, even going a little bit further north of Julian, about 25 minutes north to the Vulcan Mountain Wilderness Preserve. So those are all some good options. They've got parking. A couple of those actually have playgrounds. Which they have lots of wide open spaces to have snowball fights, to build snowmen and make your snow angels right there. So those are some good options. If you go to the Jess Martin Park, which is the one closest to the downtown part of Julian, there's a really good hill behind the playground that's really good for tubing and sledding down.
That's awesome. The great thing about Julian, too, is if you head all the way out there and there isn't as much snow as you anticipated, you still get to go cruise around the town. So it's not a wasted day and you're not going to feel like you're out of luck.
Exactly. And you can always get some pie. So that's always a win when you go to Julian.
That's a win.
I will say, though, when you go to Julian, because that's the place where most people think of to go, and it's probably the most popular place, and a lot of people don't really take care of their things. For example, they leave broken bits of sleds laying around, and it kind of gets trashed a few days after it snows. So please be respectful. Take your things back. If you see any garbage or any other broken sled pieces that aren't yours, maybe just pick them up and take them with you. You know, you always want to leave a place better than when you found it. So
leave only your footprints in the snow.
Exactly. If you want to stay in Julian, there's a ton of Airbnbs. So just find an Airbnb. You can find a cute little cabin or a cottage there. There's a few lodges and B&Bs in town. Might not be the best for kids, but, you know, there's plenty of Airbnbs. So that's your option to stay out there.
One of my favorite tips from our Julian episode was Eva said, oh, where's the best pie? Just find the place with the shortest line because they're all good.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was
like, that's awesome.
It's all good. Don't overthink it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't want to wait for the lines too, you can also go out to Wainola and Santa Isabel. There's some pie companies out there that aren't as crowded and you still get the same pie. There's, you know, you can get Mom's Pie, Julian Pie Company, Dudley's, they're all out there. So you skip the line and it's probably on your way back home anyways. Okay, so now we're going to cruise on to Palomar Mountain. So Palomar is about an hour and a half northeast. You're going to go through Valley Center. And once you're going out to Valley Center, you're going to be on the 76 East. And then there's a little road that you're going to turn north on called South Grade Road. This is a super windy, twisty, turny, curvy road. So if you have motion sickness, this may not be the one for you. But it might also be a good option because there might not be as many people out there.
This is the one that we did with my family. It was kind of at the height of COVID in the very beginning when we were all struggling to find things to do that were outdoors. We went and we looked for snow at Palomar Mountain and it was awesome. Just like you said with the first stop, Bonnie, Cuyamaca, you just kind of drive along. You might see a spot on the side of the road or a little parking lot, pull over, check it out, and go to the next one. This is a really fun one for families.
Yeah, that's a good one because there are so many options. You're not all going to be cramped and crowded into one snow space because there's so many wide open spaces and things to go. So if it's too crowded somewhere, just keep going. You're going to find another place to go. A good place to go out here is the state park. There is a $10 entrance fee. It does have a smaller parking lot, but there are bathrooms, there's trails. So that's a good place to go. But make sure you fill up before you go out there because there are no gas stations on the way out there.
Ooh.
Something that's really cute out here too is this little natural artesian spring water. Do you guys know about this or did you go there, Sarah, when you went out there?
No.
So you'll miss it if you're not looking for it. It's just kind of east. There's a general store out there. It's just kind of east of the general store. And it's this old stone water fountain, but it's from a fresh spring there in Palomar. You can fill up your water bottle and it's literally just fresh water from the mountain.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we saw that. The kids would have thought that was so cool.
Next time. So when you're out there, there is a place that you can stay, and you should if you're able to book one of these. It's called the Bailey's Palomar Resort. It's over 100 years old, and the Bailey's is a family, and they've owned this land since 1888. They have since built some glamping yurts. They're fully furnished and heated. There's some really cool safari tents with bathrooms and kitchen. They have tiny cabins. They have regular cabins. There's also a hotel. So that would be just a super cool experience to spend the weekend out there.
That sounds like about my speed. Lots of options of places for me to stay. Probably all different price points. I love it.
There's also the lodge on Palomar. It's kind of like a B&B, but without the breakfast, so it's just the just a bed.
Okay.
That might not be the best place for families, but you know, again, it's an option if you're if you're going out there with, as you know, you and your spouse or something, that might be a good option to stay at the lodge on Palomar.
Another place with no food.
Yeah. Yeah. When I hear lodge, I picture myself waking up to big stacks of pancakes and lumberjack breakfast. And I guess not. You're on your own.
Sausage links.
Yeah. No, pack a lunch, man.
Gotta bring your own. Bring your own little one burner stove and some pancake mix.
Too cute. Using the natural spring water to make the pancake mix.
Oh my gosh. Mm,
that tastes so natural.
I bet it's so delicious. The best pancakes ever.
These poor places are going to be listening to this episode screaming like, we have food. It's not like you're going to come out here and starve.
There is always food. Yes, there's always food on the way, or just keep driving and you'll find something. So if you want to stay somewhere else too, you can always head to Pala. There's the Harrah's Resort. There's Pala Casino Resort. There's the Welk Resort. So there's a lot of kind of, more fancy options if lodges and B&Bs aren't your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. So next we're going to go up a little further to Idyllwild. So it's almost to Palm Springs. So you're going to go to the Mount San Jacinto State Park. Permits are required. They're free. You can get a free day use permit from the ranger station. There's a bunch of hiking trails out there. So this is another good place just for some snowball fights, making some snowmen. You might find a couple of little hills or inclines for sledding, but it's probably just going to be more of the experience of walking in a winter wonderland, per se, and having a snowball fight out there.
Yeah.
It's the cutest. And there's actually so many good restaurants. You can even find sushi out there. There's a crepe place. There's Idyllwild Pizza Company is really good. Fratello's Pizzeria. There's Mexican. There's a ton of food options there in Idyllwild.
The only place on our list so far where you won't starve.
So far. Yeah. If you want to stay, the Silver Pines Lodge is a super cute place. It's what you think of when you think of a typical cozy lodge style. It's got the big fireplace. There's kitchenettes in most of the rooms. They have cabins. So this is a really cute little place. But there's also a ton of Airbnbs here too.
Tons of Airbnbs and rentals. When we went there a few years back, we stayed at just an adorable cabin. And there were plenty to choose from. They're so quaint. And those, like, everything that you would think of when you think of a cute little mountain town cabin.
So we're going to now go to a place where you don't think it snows, but it actually does in Palm Springs. So you can take the Palm Springs aerial tram and go up to the top. There's an adventure center up there. They even rent snowshoes. You can go cross-country skiing up there. They have a really great restaurant up at the top. So this is a really cool, definitely a unique SoCal snow mountain experience.
I had no idea that there was snow in Palm Springs. Is that a well-known thing? AJ, did you know that?
I didn't know that. And my mom posts up at an RV park in Palm Springs for a couple months out of the winter. I may have to go do a visit and check this out. Although you said just go up the aero tram, like it's not a big ball of terror and death. I'm looking at this thing right now.
Have you ever done the aero tram?
No, I'm not a fan of heights. And this does not look...
I think it's safe to mention, if you're afraid of heights, this is not the place for you to go.
Yeah.
AJ needs to stay on the ground in one of those glamping tents that are heated and everything.
Yes. No, I didn't. I'd never heard of it. And actually, my mom stays out in Palm Desert for a part of the year, part of the winter. She's out there right now. So this may be the one from this episode I actually go check out. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, you should. It's really cool. The aerial tram is really cool. And then the restaurant at the top is a really good restaurant. They've got a lot of good hot dishes and you wouldn't think it, but they actually have a lot of good fish dishes, a lot of salmon. I mean, you wouldn't think of getting salmon at the top of the mountain, but they have a full-on
Palm Springs.
Exactly.
That's a little hidden gem right there. I bet a lot of people don't know about that one.
Yeah. I almost didn't want to share it because we're planning to go out there in January. So hopefully it's not too crowded.
Oh, you overestimate the size of our audience. We're not going to flood Palm Springs. I mean, I wish, but I think you're good.
Like, we don't know what happened. We can't even handle the influx of all in San Diego listeners. This is wild.
You never know.
Sold out.
So as far as where to stay here, it's Palm Springs is right there. So you're just going to stay from any option. You can get an Airbnb house with your own private pool in the backyard. You can get a motel, a hotel, you can get a fancy resort. So you have tons of options right there in Palm Springs.
Perfect.
Okay, so the next few places we're going to go, we're going to leave these cute little mountain towns, and we're going to go to the bigger resorts, the ski resorts that get lots of snow. There's lots of skiing, there's lots of snowboarding. You can take the gondolas up to the top of the mountain and ski down or board down. But a lot of these places have more than just skiing and snowboarding. So the first place we're going to go that's the closest of these ski resorts is called Mountain High in Wrightwood. It's just north of Rancho Cucamonga. It says it's the most visited resort in Southern California. I have not been there, but it sounds really cool. There's a snow play area they have there. It's called Yeti's Snow Play. They've got tubing, they've got sledding, they've got a big field where kids can just have fun playing in the snow safely. You know, that's where you're going to make your snowmen and have your snowball fights up there.
No, that's cool. Because when I think about places like that, like Mountain High, I mean, living in Southern California, you always hear that's where all the skiers and snowboarders go. I didn't realize that they had like a play area for kids. I would have probably been intimidated to go somewhere like that. Would have thought it was just for people who like just rip down on snowboards all day.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. I mean, it's good for the whole family. If you got teens, you know, send them up to the slopes and little kids can go to the snow play area. So the snow play is only open for kids 36 inches tall and under. So it's really perfect for little kids because they're not going to be, you know, bombarded or brushed past by older kids running around. Kids over 36 inches tall can go on the sledding hill. There's tubing. You can even ride the gondola up to the top and back down again. So, and this one allows double tubing. So you can snow tube with the parents. So some places only allow single snow tubes, but this is one where the parents and the kids can go together.
I like it. It's like a dog park. There's a little kid section, big kid section. Keep them separated.
For little puppies and the big dogs. For this one, it's good to know that tickets are required for everyone on the snow. So you can't just show up and walk around and get the experience. So if you're going to go there and step foot on the snow, you do have to buy a ticket. So a lot of these ski resorts have a lot of food options, a lot of lodging options. So, you know, you're not going to starve up here. So next we're going to go to Running Springs, and this is probably another one that a lot of people don't know about or you've never heard about. It's just about 30 minutes west of Big Bear, and they actually have a designated snow tubing park. It's called Snowdrift Snow Tubing Park. It's SoCal's largest and oldest snow tubing park, so this is a really good one to go if you just want to do snow tubing.
Never heard of that place either. This is awesome.
Yep, and I'm into it.
So if you do want to go skiing out here, there is about 5 minutes down the road. They do have a ski mountain. It's called Snow Valley Mountain Resort. So it's just a few minutes east of the Snowdrift Snow Tubing Park. So you can drop the older kids off. You can drop the skiers, the boarders off at the Snow Valley Mountain Resort. And then you can take the little kids down to the snow tubing park. There's lots of restaurants out here, lots of Airbnbs. You can either go to Lake Arrowhead, which is to the west, or you can stay in Big Bear to the east, but there's also a couple of little neighborhoods down there that you can stay at too. There's a place called Green Valley. There's a place called Running Springs. So if you just look at those on your Airbnb map, and you'll find a ton of houses to rent there too. So you don't have to actually stay in Big Bear or like Arrowhead. So it's a smaller, probably a quieter neighborhood to stay in.
That might be cool too. If you always stay in Big Bear or you always stay in Arrowhead, it might be fun to explore a different part.
Yeah, totally. And you're still right there, too. So if you want to go to those certain places or restaurants in Big Bear, you still can because you're 30 minutes away. Mm-hmm. All right. So our final stop on our SoCal mountain towns, we're going to go to Big Bear. This is the one that's probably the most popular. Everybody has probably been there at least once or twice, or maybe you go there every year for skiing. They have a snow tubing park there. It's at the top of Snow Summit. It's called the Grizzly Ridge Tube Park. And this is one where they've got these high-speed tubing lanes. They have three of them, and you just kind of shoot down these inclined snow tubing lanes all the way down to the bottom. So it's not just like you're
almost like a water
mountain on your own. You actually ride this little magic carpet up to the top. You get in your tube, and you choose your lane, and you just zip down.
So it sounds almost like a really good water slide.
Yeah. like a frozen water slide.
They're like, we're going to help you make zero effort. So we're going to take you up on a magic carpet and then you're just going to zip down. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, they make it really easy. You do have, when you have to book your time slot ahead of time. And so you get an hour and a half time slot and you can tube down as many times as you want in your hour and a half time slot.
So fun.
So as far as where to stay, you know, Big Bear, there's a ton of places. There's hotels, there's motels, there's lodges, Airbnbs, there's lots of food nearby. So, you know, there's a lot of options there. Oh, one thing, AJ, you're talking about speakeasies. There's actually a speakeasy there in Big Bear. It's right at the bottom of Chair 2, and it's an outdoor speakeasy tucked in right along the side of the slope.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you finish skiing and you make your way into the speakeasy?
Exactly. Yeah. Go have a drink, kick your feet up, watch everyone coming down the mountain.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Cause I don't ski, but my husband does. I'll send the kids to ski school. He'll go skiing and I'll just be like, disappear into the speakeasy for an afternoon.
That sounds perfect. You mentioned a good thing too. A lot of these ski resorts actually have kids programs. So you can sign your kid up for a half day or a full day of lessons. And then you go to the speakeasy or you take some runs down yourself. So, you know, these big ski resorts have a lot for everyone.
All right. Check their websites for the details on those. Wow. I started this episode out by saying I have no idea where the snow is. Now I have lots of ideas.
So many.
Lots of options depending on what level of activity you want, what kind of food options you want, how far you want to drive. Remember, Bonnie said you need to find these places individually on Facebook or on their websites so you know the best time to jump in the car and head out to them. Part of the secret is timing it out when the snow is good. But once you do that and packed your car, you can be good to go.
Yeah. So the time frames for snow here is really December through March. So those are the times when you want to be tuned into those websites, Facebook pages. And when you hear about rain or snow forecasted, pick one of these places you want to go. Check out their live cams and see if it's snowing or what the snow reports are and head out.
Well, Bonnie, we're going to end this episode with a congratulations because I can officially tell you now that your Balboa Park episode was the most listened to episode of 2021 in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yes. And I imagine this will be a front runner for 2022's most listened to because you're awesome. And that's why everyone should be following you on Instagram at FamDiego. The adventure she goes, you hear how prepared she is for everything. My gosh, this is the person you need to be following if you want to take your family anywhere. Okay. You don't follow her, you're going to end up out in the desert. No hot chocolate. No mittens. No. It's going to be a freaking nightmare.
For the ride home.
No gas exactly. In your car. It's a complete shit show. Follow her and you'll be happy you did. It's at FamDiego. That's at FamDiego. Find her there on Instagram. She does have some of the best info for your family adventures and dining, etc. And she's awesome. Bonnie, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you guys so much. It's always so fun to see you guys.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. You know, we're into a new year and we got so many great, awesome, kind reviews in 2021 and we really appreciate those.
But we could use some really kind, awesome reviews in 2022. How about you be the first one?
That's right. We're looking for our first reviews of the year. Just go to the podcast app if you're on an iPhone, or if you're on your computer, go to iTunes. They let you leave a nice little review. It only takes a second, and we'll appreciate it a lot because it does make a big difference for the podcast.
Yeah, we want to keep doing All in San Diego, and that's the best way to get the word out about what we're doing here, and we'd really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.